I have been doing what I can to understand what is going on in Israel regarding their Supreme Court. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Because it has people chiming in, including President Biden, and really asking questions like, well, is this the kind of country Israel wants to be? Whoa, up just a second. This is about the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, and about real changes going on or being attempted by the Netanyahu government. Now, as someone pointed out to me, and I won't be utilizing names, but trusted to say I trust the source, Netanyahu never lied. He was very clear in his return to being prime minister and the Likud party, saying that we want reforms of the Supreme Court. We want to make changes. So the idea that he is going forward to make changes is not actually surprising. So one of the things that is different about the Israeli Supreme Court compared to us, and we should be clear that this is it's kind of interesting because first, this is an Israeli matter. I'm not Israeli. They're going to decide for themselves. There are plenty of times I disagree with the Israeli government, specifically on COVID policy. I thought they made a tremendous number of mistakes. But one of the things that happens there, and we should also note that their Knesset is a clown show. Their Knesset, like Congress, how they do things, how they create their coalitions, how easy it is to have another election, clown show. Their Supreme Court can strike down a law it finds to be unreasonable. We're not discussing the idea of, well, what does the Constitution say and how does this relate to the Constitution, which could have levels of interpretation. Reasonability, that seems nuts. You mean it was reasonable 20 years ago, it's not reasonable now. Utilizing that, applying that to the United States, well, the Second Amendment was reasonable then, but now. That's very much playing in the whims conversation. Very, very much so. There's also a conversation about how they would be appointing judges. The judges to the Supreme Court are chosen by a committee of members. Three of them are Supreme Court judges, including the Supreme Court president. Two, as I have it, are representatives of the Israeli Bar Association. And four are members who are elected representatives, two ministers and two members of the Knesset. So in these reforms, the representatives from the Israel Bar Association would be replaced by two public representatives chosen by the Justice Minister, meaning the party in power would have the majority of the votes for selecting judges. Now, there's a question about, shouldn't this come from a will of the people? But that's how certainly we as Americans see it. Maybe not how Israelis see it. But allow me to take a look at this and say, the party in power always should be able to select the judges. It should be the people who then go about making a decision. It doesn't seem like the people have too much decision here. So it's very, very odd. So there is a tremendous amount to this. And then you'll see some stories like this one in Newsmax just yesterday, that you've got Israeli army reservists saying, look, if these judicial reforms pass, I'm not going to heed the call anymore. I get called up as a reservist and we're like, no, thanks. You're going to be like, no, thanks? There was an election. The Likud party won. Benjamin Netanyahu's the prime minister. They said they were going to engage these changes, or at least judicial reforms. And your response is, no thanks? I won't serve in my reservist position? Whoo! That does not seem to me to be a rational reaction. But there are a lot of irrational reactions going on. I'll continue to bring the story out of Israel. And if you want irrational, take a look at what Purdue students did yesterday when Michael Knowles came to town. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.